another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 5 with verses 6 through 11. For Christ, while we were still helpless, yet died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Amen. Indeed, you might find courage to die for another who you believe is just and should be spared. We all think we'd bite the bullet until the gun is cocked and the blood has been spilled. Then we all run from the fright of death, calling on God in our thrill. The thrill is your heart beating, air gasping to just stay alive. It's easy to keep clear of this fright, thinking of the world one must concede a non-judgmental approach, unless you want to be spit on or fought to receive the injuries others want to inflict over greed. The greed of getting what we want, no matter the cost or shame, produced the nastiness of being liberal. It's just the beginning to flourish, misstating fact as truth, to embellish what others are living as sin, that the world seemingly craves to relish. This is what Jesus did for you and me, and the world as a whole called humanity. Jesus died, allowing the world to spit and torture him until death was sure indeed. Then he rose from the dead, being the only one for you and me. Again, he rose for all humanity. I witnessed, as we must learn to die to self and concede, Jesus is Lord over you and me. Reconciled indeed. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said we'd pray for. We pray for those who are dying today as we continue to lift up those. We pray for my brother's birthday. My younger brother, Chris, turns 58 today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And in Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 5. You know, we're in verses 6 through 11 today, and they say so much about what it means to die for another. It's a tough act to really pull off, to be willing to throw somebody out of the way to make them stay alive. We feel it with our children, even though they're not by our sides. Today's poem is a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, Die for the Just, Are You Willing to Bleed? Time appointed, death of Christ concede. Helpless, many mouths to feed. Person ethical spared by you, difficult indeed. Die for the just. Are you willing to bleed? Courage, find, yes. Person, good, perhaps. Dying courage, blessed. Sinners, death racks. Christ's death, believe. Sinners, all relieved. Life his received, reconciled, wrath deed. God, we boast. Jesus Christ, host. Lord, we toast. Reconciliation received most. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's November 16th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 7:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Thankful that you're joining us still. If you're hanging out with us, we like to do a little impromptu work in our podcast each day. We just simply think of things that are going on in the world or maybe in your life or what's happening, and we put them to rhyme, talking about people in need. Well, we're praying for a young man who went to show his support for liberty. He took his Fourth Amendment right and carried his weapon. We know that his intention was pure, at least that's what we believe. And we know that he's in need of prayers, for sure. So we pray for this young man today and each and every day. And we're thankful for his love of country. But we ask the world to see that guns are killing humanity, and we need them to protect ourselves. Indeed, help us find peace, I believe. Amen. So take a moment to pray for this young man, making him a part of your day, and know that Jesus has got his back, as there are millions that will pray. Save this man and help him through. We know that his heart was in Jesus true. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us today. God bless you. As we close in 9 minutes and 3 seconds in the name of Jesus. Novena means nine. That's nine straight prayers. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, John and Marie. In the name of Jesus. At 9:03, Jesus.